This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning company that was on my show back at the end of January of 2019. We're talking no other than Cambiola, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CAMB. To me, they're one of the most undervalued marijuana CBD companies out there trading publicly. Their stock's just a tad bit under 5 cents with a market cap around 25 million. And with us today to talk about the company is Andy Holtmeyer. He is the Executive Vice President of Domestic and International Sales for Cambiola. Andy, welcome to the show.
Everett, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Andy, what made Cambiola move from the CBD space to the medical device space?
Well, we pride ourselves in always being at the cutting edge of trying to help people heal themselves in an integrative form without opioids. So the CBD space is a space that we continue to grow, not only on our clinical line, which is the Cambiola line, which we sell strictly to physicians, but we also are going to be rolling out nationally a retail line, which is called Pure Leaf Oil. So our commitment is still extremely present in the CBD space. But like I said, we are always looking for alternatives to pain, especially when you have a situation where somebody has gone through post-operative situations where they, let's just say, for instance, have a rotator cuff surgery. The usual protocol for that was, you know, give me some painkillers and, you know, go through rehab.
Right.
So the durable medical device unit, which is DuraMed, is a very exciting space for us.
Well, let's talk about your new product. How does the SAM unit work, and how is it different from tens of other types of devices, and what kind of device is it?
Okay. The TENS unit is the only FDA-cleared wearable low-intensity ultrasound device of its kind. It's worn for a four-hour period. So instead of, let's say, normally going to your doctor after having surgery and getting 15 minutes worth of ultrasound therapy, which gives you about maybe one joule of energy, this wearable device is used over a four-hour period where it draws in oxygenated blood into the area, which builds up muscle tissue in layers, giving you a faster recovery, and not only that, but also a much stronger after effect. So this particular unit uses ultrasound. So each patch, which is comes with two, they connect to a transducer. That patch is filled with ultrasound gel, is attached to the area that is afflicted, whether it's chronic pain and or, like I said, post-operatively. And you wear it for 4 hours, and it is low-intensity ultrasound. So it builds up layers, as I said, builds up layers of tissue, making the area that's afflicted much stronger than just going through normal therapy. But what's very interesting about this technology is that we're able to introduce CBD into the patch itself, which then adds to the anti-inflammatory and anti-pain aspect of it as well. And it's a vertical in our company that I think is probably going to be one of the most explosive as far as growth in the year and the next year to come.
You know, a lot of people may or may not know that you guys have out over about 100 products that you put in professionals' hands based on creams, moisturizers, chews, vapes, isolate gel caps. That being said, why are you kind of, and I'm not saying you're moving away from it, but why are we taking the company in a different direction as through a medical device instead of staying with what brought us to the dance?
That's a great question, and I can answer it very succinctly. We always look to differentiate ourselves in the space. We're not just a CBD company, even though that was our initial product that we've grown very rapidly in the clinical environment, but we're always looking for alternatives, as I stated before, in order to help people relieve themselves of pain. In this country, the opioid addiction is just something that is becoming very unmanageable. And we strive to go ahead and give people alternative ways to help themselves with pain, whether it's chronic pain or whether it's something in a post-operative aspect.
You know, recently when you guys came on the show, you announced that after you came on the show that you bought a company. I was wanting to know about some recent purchase. One was the Chakras. Why that company and why now?
Yeah, well, that company happens to have a deep background in some products that we don't already manufacture. Our state-of-the-art facility in Seattle is now going to, with the help of a new research and development division, going to add to that particular product line, which did not have some products that we were formulating. So it's given us the opportunity to actually jump ahead as far as production on some of those particular products, probably saving us 90 to 120 days worth of R&D.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Cambiola, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is CANB. Like I said, the stock price is very undervalued at 5 cents a share. Where do we go from here? What would you want my listeners to take from this interview?
Well, the first thing is that Cambiola, as I said, is not just your ordinary CBD company, and we look to differentiate ourselves on a daily basis. We strive ourselves in only being around people that are on the cutting edge. As noted, there was an announcement that was just made that we are now on the procurement system for the Department of Defense. And us, and as a company with our shareholders, we've got a fiduciary responsibility to do the right thing, not only by our shareholders, but to the veterans that have served our country in such an honorable manner. And, you know, with PTSD and, you know, the veterans that have been afflicted with this particular modality, it's something that we strive ourselves in trying to help. And it's just a shame that lots of these people just aren't getting the help that they need. The protocol basically hand them opioids and, you know, to come back in another month. And we've got to find a different way to go ahead and help our veterans.
I agree with that, absolutely. In closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon, Andy, that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, I'm looking forward to a very robust year. I believe the DoraMed vertical that we've created is going to be very exciting going forward. Our clinical line continues to grow very rapidly, and I'm looking very forward to getting our Pure Leaf Oil retail product rolled out very, very soon.
If you're looking for a specialized company that specializes in cannabis and CBDs and also devices that help take away and alleviate pain, look no further than Cambiola, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CANB. Andy, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. I wish you guys nothing but success over there. I'm a big fan of the company, and hopefully you guys come back on the show in 40 or 50 days.
Thank you for your time, and I will be sure to do that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.